Today's Shir Masechet Erev and Daf Tzadik. We will begin a Mitzvah Shem on Daf Tzadik Omer Aleph, on top of the Omer, the first line by Rami Bachama. We learned in yesterday's Shir that according to Rav, the Chachamim did not allow us to carry on a roof, that you have a series of roofs connected to each other if there are no mechitzes between those roofs, because since in each roof, you can only carry in that roof word enclosed. But now, as I just said, we're speaking about roofs that are not enclosed. So since one roof is open to the other roof, which it may not carry to, and as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem and Am Sechta, that if it's parts b'meloyoy, if it's completely exposed to an area to which it may not carry, you may not carry in that area itself either. So ask the Gemara by Rabbi Bachama asked the following question. Shtei ames begag, but four ames you're allowed to carry. Well, be halacha if you have two ames on the roof, the shtei ames bamud, there's a pole that's standing next to that roof, 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide. What's that going to be halacha? Can we look at the roof and that pole as one unit? And although, as I said, you can't carry more than four amos, but the two amos of the pole and the two amos of the roof could combine, and therefore you could carry at least those four amos. Or do we look at them as two separate rishuyos? And since according to the Chachamim, you may not carry from one type of rishus to another type of rishus, you will not be allowed to carry on these four. You will not be allowed to carry on these four amos, even though it's only four amos that I'm allowed to carry. So as I said, we're not speaking about carrying more than four amos. All we're speaking about is carrying these four amos that Rav says, because even on one roof, Rav would not let us carry more than four amos. What is the basis of this question? So the Rebbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, says a very beautiful explanation. He says, as we learned in yesterday's shir, Rav said we may not carry two amos on this roof and two amos on the attached roof. What's the reason? Because Rav is the reason, because since there are different people living in each one of these homes, so since there are different people living in each one of these homes, they cannot combine, that you should be able to carry in one home. But that perhaps is only when you have homes. Roofs are on top of homes, and the homes divide them into two separate areas. But when you have a roof and this amud, this beam, which are not two different homes, and as I keep on repeating, we're not speaking about carrying more than four amos, there Rav will let you carry. Or is the reason that Rav doesn't let you carry from one roof to another is because it's considered in halacha two different areas. Whenever we have a situation of two different areas, we can't carry from one to the other. And the gag and the amud are also two different areas. And because the gag and the amud are two different areas, that's why you can't carry from one to the other. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that the amud that we're talking about is an amud that's the way Rashi learns, amud that's right next to the roof. And that's the way we're going to learn. But Tosfos says that the amud is four tefachim away from the roof. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, but Maika Mevaylei, what's your question? Why should this not be considered a situation of Karmelus versus Hayach Kamibaylei? Why is this different from any other situation where you have Roshus Hayachid, the Gag and a Karmelus, and you can't carry from one to the other? And let's understand this. The Samud, as we just described, is Roshus Hayachid. It has all of the dimensions of Roshus Hayachid. The gag is considered like a karmus. And of course, even though midaraisa, it certainly has the din of Rosh Hashayachid, but since, as we keep on repeating, it's open to other areas to which it may not carry, so Chazal said that you can't carry more than four amos on this gag, and once Chazal said that you may not carry more than four amos on the gag, it gets the din of a carmelus. And we know that, of course, one may not carry from a carmelus to a rishus hayochid. Tosfos goes on to say, I quoted one part of Tosfos that the roof, that it has to be that the amud is four tefachim away from the gag. The reason Tosfos holds that way is otherwise it would be a situation that it's also open to a place that it's usher. Tosfos also goes on to explain that this question that Rami Bachama poses is in a situation where the amud is four tefachim wide, but not 10 tefachim high. That's why it'll be considered a carmelus. And therefore, he asked the Gemara's question is, this is a, that the gag, he says, is considered Rishus HaYochid, and the Amur is considered a carmelus. Rashi, as we said, learns that it's the gag that's the carmelus, even though it's a gag, but it has the halacha of a carmelus. Once it has the halacha of a carmelus, the Gemara calls it a carmelus, and it's the other area that's called the amud is called Rishus HaYochid. Says the Gemara, V'ram Bechama Agav Chorfei Layayim Bei. We have this type of comment often in Shas. Somebody was a big Talmid Chacham, and sometimes because of his great being such a great Talmid Chacham, he was too sharp to really delve into understanding the question. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we just said, that we have a gag in a karmus, or Rishus HaYochid in a karmus, so we know throughout halacha that you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid karmus. Halacha coming by like, his question was, Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Bechsadra. They used to have a place in front of the houses that was just a place that was covered with a roof. And the question was, can you carry from the roof, two amos on the roof and two amos on the top of the chsadra? Shtei amos begag, v'shtei amos bechsadra, what will be the halacha? Mi amrinim, the kivin de loy chai chaz l'daira, v'loy chai chaz l'dira. You don't live on top of the roof, and you don't live on top of a completely exposed roof. You don't live on top of a completely exposed chsadra. So therefore, the halacha views them as one big area. Why should it be different than carrying from one gag to another gag? The Chachamim say that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to another gag, because at least Rashi explains Divrei Maskil Chada. You don't have people living on the gag, but you have people living in the homes under the gag. And therefore, each gag is separate. Here, since people don't live under the chsadra, that's why maybe the Gemara says the Chacham will agree. You could carry two amos in the gag and two amos in the chsadra. Or maybe an argument can be made. Tiv the megag la gag osur. According to Chacham, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another. The halacha will be megag la chsadra nami osur. Then it'll be osur from a gag to a chsadra. In other words, the Gemara's question is, when the Chachamim hold that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to another, what is the reason? Is it because there are different people living on each home, in each home that is under the gag, and therefore from gag to gag is usur, but gag to chsadra, where there are no different people living under the two different roofs, will be allowed to carry two and two? Or is the time the Chachamim that you're never allowed to carry from one area to another area if they're owned by different people, and even though it has nothing to do with people living under? The Gemara asks another question. Boy Rabbi Barabaya, Shtei Amos Begag, may you carry two amos on a roof? Shtei Amos Bechorba, somebody has a roof that was saying that each roof you could only carry, according to Rav, four amos on each roof. Here you have a roof, and then you have a dilapidated house owned by another person next to it. Mahu, what would be the halacha? do we say that they're connected because they're both considered like a karmelis, and therefore you could carry two amos on the gag and two amos on the churba? Or since they're considered, since they're owned by different people, therefore the halacha will be, as we just suggested, that whenever they're owned by two different people, you can't carry from one area to the other area. Amalei Rav Kahana, lav hayne d'rabim b'chama. Why is this question that you asked about the churva any different than the question that was asked by Rav Bachama regarding two amos on the gag and two amos on the chsadra? Amar Rabibi Rabaya. So Rabibi Rabaya said to Rav Kahana, v'chima acha asoy v'natsoy. Did I come to, do you think I came just to ask questions without any purpose? That's not what I meant to do. Achsadra lechazi ledira. Maybe the chsadra and the churba are not the same. And you can't learn the halacha of churva from the halacha of an achsadra, because the achsadra is not an area of dira. So since it's not an area of dira, that's why it's not treated like a gag, and therefore you can't carry, you can maybe carry from one to the other. But churva, when we speak of a churba, royal adira. In other words, what he's saying is that even if we'll hold that gag and chsadra is mutter, I don't know what will be the halacha by gag and churba. And therefore, I ask the question by gag and churba. V'chima achad the chazi ladira, ask the Gemara, if you're saying that the churba is chazi ladira, my kamabayle, what would be your question? If it's chazi ladira, it should be no different than a gag and a gag, that we keep on saying since yesterday's shir, that gag and gag, according to Rav's understanding of the Chachamim, you certainly may not carry from one gag to the other gag. Says the Gemara, the way to understand Rabibi Rabaya was Imtim Tzaloy Mekomer. Imtim Tzaloy, if you'll say that Achsadra Loi Chazia, Ladira, people don't live on in the Achsadra, and therefore we can carry two amos on the gag and two amos in the Achsadra, what's going to be the halacha? Will I say that perhaps, since a churva is chazi ladira, people can live in a churva, therefore they can combine? A dilma, but right now the churva is a dilapidated house, and hashtamir les bei diurim. Nobody's living there, and therefore it should have the same halacha of a gag and a chsadra. And that, says the Gemara, all the questions take, or we leave with a question. Says the Gemara, Gag and Hashavin, if we have a number of roofs that are all connected one to each other, one is not taller or shorter than the other. L'Rameya, that according to Rameya we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, that all those roofs are considered one Rishus. And as Rajba points out, this point that the Gemara is making, according to Rameya, is certainly going to be the halacha according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because Rameyer says that all roofs, unless, as we discussed extensively in yesterday's shiur, one is taller than the other, Rameyer said that all roofs are considered one rishus. According to Rav Shimon, not only are all roofs considered one rishus, but as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, gagin chatzeres for kafifais are all considered, according to Rav Shimon, one rishus. So the statement that the Gemara is making according to Rameyer is also certainly going to be the halacha according to Rav Shimon. But as the Rashi explains, since we've been focused in our shiurim till now, we really haven't developed and analyzed Rav Shimon's opinion, the Gemara says what it says now according to Rameyer, even though it certainly would be the same halacha according to Rav Shimon. According to Rameyer, the gag yichidi, if you have one roof that's not open to other roofs, L'Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, one roof you could carry when it's not exposed to other roofs. Rav Amar, Mutal Tatl B'Kuloi, you may carry in all these roofs that are connected according to Rameyer. And according to Rabbanan, you're at least allowed to carry on that entire roof if it's not open to other roofs. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's going to ask, Shmuel's going to hold, Eimetatan, the coin to a mayor, you're going to be, according to a mayor, when you have these roofs connected, and according to Rabbanan, even when you just have one single roof, you're only going to be allowed to carry Arba Amos, only four Amos. Alba Arba, only four Amos. So as soon as we learn this Gemara, it's very difficult. In our previous shir, the Gemara quoted a machloikus Rav and Shmuel in understanding the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, as we said a moment ago, that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. But we then said, but in one roof itself, you're allowed to carry. But we discussed in yesterday's shir, what's going to be the halacha when you have a number of roofs that are attached. According to Rav, since each roof is open to another roof, the Chachamim will not let you carry on each single roof more than Arba Amos. According to Shmuel, even though you can't see the mechitzas, the partitions between the homes, that doesn't bother Shmuel. Shmuel says, even without being able to see the partitions, we're able to apply the concept of good achis, and as if the wall, as of good asik, as if the walls go up and separate the homes, and therefore, even though all the roofs are exposed to each other, Shmuel will hold that in each roof itself, the Chum will let you carry for the entire roof. So now says, the Gemara's question is obvious. Rav Amar Mutal Tata Bakula, Rav says that in this case, where you have the roofs, according to Rameya, all open to each other, if they're not taller or shorter by 10 Amos, you're allowed to carry, 10 Tfachim, you're allowed to carry between all of them, Kash the Rav of the Rav. Why isn't this a stira with what Rav taught us in yesterday's shir? Then yesterday Rav shir taught us that when you have a roof amongst other roofs, you can't carry on any roof more than Dalet Amos because they're exposed to each other. And Rav doesn't lift up. Rav doesn't do good asik to mechitzas that are between the roofs. So why over here, the Rav's saying today's shir, you could carry from one roof to the other? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, in our previous shir, where Rav said you can't carry from one roof to the other, it was a situation, the Loi Minkar Mechitzta, that the walls, the partitions between the homes, didn't go up. You couldn't see those partitions. If we don't see the partitions, Rav does not say that Rav does not subscribe to the concept of good asik mechitzta. If it's not good asik mechitzta, so we have all the roofs exposed to each other. And since each roof is exposed to each other, and as we said earlier in this year, but the homes under the roofs represent different families, different people live in those homes under the roofs. So that's why you can't carry from one to the other. Hacha, whereas in today's shir, we're talking about the mikra mechitzta, the walls between the houses are noticeable. Therefore, Rav is going to say, here we do say good asik mechitzta. Therefore, we look at each roof independently. And certainly Rameya hold that each independent roof you could carry independently. And you could carry for the entire roof. So we've resolved Rav's opinion. V'Shmuel Amar, how do we resolve Shmuel's opinion? Shmuel here says, that in these roofs, according to Rameyer and according to Chacham, you can only carry Dalet Amos, Ela Barba Amos. Why is this not Kasha the Shmuel of the Shmuel? And yesterday Shmuel said that we always apply the concept of good asik. And we even apply it in a situation, the loy minkur mechitzta, where we can't identify each home separately. And if we can't identify each home separately, so we still say minkur mechitzta. Here, we were saying that this Gemara is talking about minkur mechitzta, so each home is separate. So certainly according to a mayor, but even according to the chamim, you'd be allowed to carry on each home, you'd be allowed to carry in the entire roof. The Gaon Yaakov says that the Gemara didn't even have to ask a steer and Shmuel. The Gemara just said a moment ago that this brisa, this halacha that we're speaking about now, in this machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is a situation of mechitzas nekeres. If it's mechitzas nekeres, how could one ever suggest, ask the Gemara, that you can't carry an entire roof? Each roof, certainly when you have mechitzas on nekeres, is an independent area. So without the stira, Shmuel's opinion is a difficult opinion to understand. But the Gemara made the question even stronger by asking the stira. Or the Gemara made the question, wanted to be consistent. So just like the Gemara asked the stira in the opinion of Rav, the Gemara is going to ask the stira in the opinion of Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, Hosom in yesterday's shir, lo havi yosem b'men tzasayim. The area of the roof wasn't being bigger than a base of Sayim. And therefore, we look at each roof independently, and there's no shear of a base of Sayim. That's why you're allowed to carry from one roof to the other. Hacha, in our shear today, Yosem base of Sayim, where the entire area is larger than a base of Sayim. And since it's all larger than a base of Sayim, we're going to say that now it's considered a karfif shloi hukif ladira, a karfif shloi hukif ladira that's larger than a base of Sayim. The halacha is has a din of a karmelis that you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. V'hani mechitzis, there are mechitzis that separate each home. So shouldn't those mechitzis that separate each home separate, that we don't combine the entire area to create it and consider it like a karfif yosem beis asayim? Hani mechitzas lamata avidim lamala lo avidim. They're only made to separate the homes, but they cannot serve to separate this large area into separate areas that are less than a beis asayim. And therefore now we have a situation of a karfif yosem beis asayim shalahukuf ladira. And we know that halacha is, as we just said, that kol karf yosem beis asayim shloi hukuf ladira ein matatan ba ela ba'arba. So we have here a fascinating machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav is of the opinion that when I say good asik, Rav is not as liberal in applying the concept of good asik as Shmuel is. Rav only applies the concept of good asik by mechitzas nekeres. But when we have mechitzas nekeres, and Rav applies the concept of good asik, he applies it not only to separate the homes, he also applies it to say that we could separate this, that it should not be considered a kaf from yosem beis asayim. On the other hand, Shmuel is more liberal in applying the concept of kaf from yosem beis asayim. And that's why Shmuel says that even when we have mechitzos she'en nikaros, I could apply the concept of karf of yosem beis asayim. But even though I could apply the concept of karf of yosem beis asayim, says Shmuel, I could apply the concept of good asik and separate the roofs. That's only for being able to separate the roofs. I cannot take that also to create that this won't be one large area that maybe will be a kaf of yosem beis asayim. So it's fascinating. It's harder for Rav to apply the concept of good asik than it is for Shmuel to apply the concept of good asik. But even though Rav doesn't apply it as quickly as Shmuel does, when Rav does finally apply it, he applies it all the way. And he'll consider it, and he'll say that it separates for all various halachas, both for the halacha of separate roofs, and also for the halacha not to let it be a karf of yosem beis asayim. Shmuel will apply good asik much quicker, but only for one application. Itmar, says the Gemara, another question. A sina, a boat. Rav am mutal tata b'kula. Rav says we could carry in the entire boat, even if it's larger than a base of Sayim. The Shmuel Amar and Shmuel holds Eim Tantanba El Ba'arba. You only could carry four Amos. Rav's opinion is very simple. Because Rav's opinion, as we'll see in a moment, is of the opinion that the boat is considered like an area which is hukuf ladira. And whenever you have an area which is hukuf ladira, you could carry in the entire place. Rav am mutal tata b'kula, da ikam echitzta. There are walls around the boat, and the place that has walls around it, you're allowed to carry the entire area. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's opinion is, ematatma elba arba amas. You're only allowed to carry 4 amas. Why? It has mechitzas around it. Mechitzas lavrich mayim asuyas. The entire point of those walls are just to keep out the water. And since they're there just to keep out the water, they're not considered mechitzas hasuyas hekiftira. And therefore, you can't carry, it's a din of a kamlus, and you can't carry more than dalar amas. In a case where the boat will be smaller than a base of Sayim, then Shmuel will agree that you carry in the entire boat. Even if the boat, even though the mechitzas were not made ladira. Tosha says this in Divrei Maskil Itmar, and so does the Rashba says. Because even though Shmuel says, as the Gemara just said, mechitzas lavriach mayim asuyus, that doesn't mean that there are no mechitzas. The reality is that there are mechitzas. Just those mechitzas were not made ladira. So just like if you'll be in a field that has mechitzas that were not made ladira, if it's less than a sasayim, base sasayim, we're allowed to carry in the entire field. Here too, we'll be allowed to carry an entire boat because in reality, we have here mechitzas. So, there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how do we look at the walls around the boat? Do we say they're made ladira, they're made to live in, and therefore they have all the halachas of mechitzas asui ladira, or do we say they're just their lavriach mayim, Shmuel's opinion? Says the Shas Tshuvas Var Yeshua, Chelik Bey Simen Nun Dalet. But what about mechitzas that are around the pool? So he says, certainly, mechitzas that are around the pool are only there to protect the people that are in the area of the pool from Chas V'Sholom not getting hurt. And since they're only there for purpose of not getting hurt, you can't call them a mechitzas hasui ladira. So let's say you'll have an area with a swimming pool, and it'll be a large area of a karfif with mechitzas around it. Everybody will agree that that is considered a karfif with mechitzas that are made that are not made ladira. And if it's that, if it's larger than a base of sayim, you wouldn't be allowed to carry there. The Michas Yitzchok in Chelik Vav Simen Lamed Beis discusses this question. He says that there's a different issue here. The area of a swimming pool is not a place of dira, and therefore you can't say that it has the halachas of a place that you live in. On a boat, people live. A swimming pool, he says, is not a place where people live. It's a place where they go to swim, and therefore it's entirely different, and certainly you have to be machmane. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chiya Yosef L'Shmuel. So Rav Chiya Yosef said to Shmuel, we just had this machloikis, how do we treat a boat? Hilchus Kavasach or Hilchus Kavarav? What's the halacha? Is it, do we pass it like you or Rav? Amalei, so Shmuel said, Hilchus Kavarav. So that's two pshatim, the Rishonim, how to understand. Shmuel disagreed with Rav, and now he's telling us that the halach is like Rav. One is because we have a klal, that whenever we have a machloikus, Rav and Shmuel, in a question of issa v'heter, the halach is like Rav. And Shmuel also accepted that psak. So therefore he says, this is a machloikus of issa v'heter, and the halach and such machloikus always follow the opinion of Rav. That's one way the Rashba explains the Gemara. The Tosfos, the other pshat that Tosfos seems to learn is that Shmuel actually reversed his opinion. And what he was saying was, I agree with Rav. Amrav Gidl, Amrav Chiva Yosef, Umayda, Rav, but Rav agrees, Shem Kofa Alpia, if you turn the boat upside down, Shem Atatam, and now you want to walk on the top of this upside down boat, Shem Atatam, you can't carry Ella arba amos. Only four arbas. We don't say on those walls, good asik mechitzta. That means even though if the walls are 10 tefachim tall, after you turn the boat upside down, you still won't say good asik. Ask the Gemara to analyze this halacha. Kaf lamai, exactly for what purpose do you turn over this boat? Ilam ladu tachtah, that you want to live under the boat, why wouldn't you be allowed to carry on top of the boat? Maishna, why is this any different from what we learned on Amud Aleph, Bigag Yechidi, when you have it in one roof, where you could say good asik according to Rav, Mechitzas on the chorus. When you have Mechitzas on the chorus, Rav agrees we say good asik, and we take up the walls of that home, and you're allowed to carry, according to our mayor, and according to the Chamim, and certainly according to Reb Shimon, on the top, on the entire top of the roof. So here too, why don't we say good asik? And we said extensively a little earlier in our shir, the Rav holds that whenever I say good asik, I could say good asik, and it also means that it's hukuf ladira. And even if it's going to be yosim beis asayim, it will not be treated like a kaf that's yosim beis asayim that's not hukuf ladira. Ella, says the Gemara, the case that we're speaking about here is kafel is offside. We turned it over in order to coat it with tar. Therefore, this boat is not meant at this point to be a place of dwelling. And even if we'll say good asik mechitzta, and we'll look at the entire roof as if it's enclosed, we can't call it hukuf ladira, and therefore you can't carry only arba amos. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Masma Svina, Rav Ashi discussed this entire halacha that they asked Shmuel, do we paskin like you or Rav, regarding the issue of the boat that we have been discussing? Rav Chiya Barei, the Rav of Masla Achsadra, he discussed it regarding an Achsadra. Achsadra, we know, is a place that has four poles and a roof on top of them, and the question is, are strings attached from one pole to the other? Ditmar, Achsadra, Bibika, you have this area, this place that four poles with something on top of it in an open area. Rav Amamutal Tatab Kula, the Shmuel Amma Tatmal Ba'arba. Rav says you could carry an entire area, and Shmuel says you could only carry within Arba Amos under the Achsadra. And the Gemara explains the Machlokes. Rav Amamutal Tatab Kula, I'm reading Pitikur Yavisosim. We take down each one of the walls. We can't say Pitikra here, according to Shmuel, where all four walls are completely exposed. Because as we just described, the four sides of the Chsadra are completely exposed. I can't say Pitikra. So there's a very big question that the Paiskin say, ask. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, and this is a fundamental halacha in Hilchas Erevin. How do we make Erevin around a city? The way we make an Erev around a city is by making it Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach has Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan v'Kair Mal Gabeim. So why is that, but the halacha yet is considered that it's a Tzuras HaPesach. Why is it a Tzuras HaPesach? Because we built that Tzuras HaPesach for that purpose. But what happens, as is the case in most cities, that the Tzuras HaPesach that are relied on, Bizman Hazeh, are the telephone lines, or whatever wires that go around, that we make Tzuras HaPesach with them. But those telephone lines weren't put up for serving as a Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Mishkan es Yaakov, our Gemara should l'chayra be a raya that a Tzuras HaPesach that was erected not for the purpose of being a Tzuras HaPesach is not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Because our Gemara just said that you can't carry according to Shmuel under this Achsadra. Why can't you carry under the Achsadra? Yes, Shmuel just taught us in the Gemara that we won't be able to say Pitikri Yarvisoisim on these walls that are completely exposed. We can't say good asik, good achis. But even if I don't want to say good asik, I could still say that we have here four Tzuras HaPesach. says the Mishkanos Yaakov. From here we see that we can't call something a Tzuras HaPesach unless it was constructed for the purpose of being a Tzuras HaPesach. And this Achsadra with the poles wasn't constructed for that purpose, so I can't say the area is considered a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's why Shmuel said you can't carry in this area. The Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish said that even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even though you didn't intend when it was made, it wasn't made for that purpose, it still has a din of a Tzuras HaPesach. He says, Gemara says that you can't, according to Shmuel, you can't carry under this area. But why? We just said it's a Tzuras HaPesach. So says the Chazon Ish, because the problem with our Gemara is that it wasn't meant to be there on a regular basis. And since it was this Chsadra is not meant to be there permanently, that's why it can't be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. And an area where the Tzuras HaPesach, where you have a Tzuras HaPesach, even though that it wasn't created to serve as a Tzuras HaPesach, but it's going to be there on a regular basis, that's why we could consider it a Tzuras HaPesach. And that's why the Chazon Ish held these telephone lines or telegraph lines can be used for Tzuras HaPesach. So we learned a Naman Aleph, the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, when you have a number of roofs open to each other, or one roof according to the Chachamim, could you carry an entire roof or not? Now says the Gemara, Rav Aliva de Rameya. Rav, according to the opinion of Rameya, that said that you could carry on all the roof, one to the other, even if the entire area is an area of larger than the base of Sayim. But Rav, when he applies, as we keep on repeating, when he applies the concept of good asik, we look at each roof independently. So the question should be that according to Rameya, Latatl Migag L'chotzer, why does Rameya not allow us to carry from the Gag to the Chotzer? Answers the Gemara, for the reason that we learned in yesterday's shir. Gzeirah Mishum Der Yitzu B'Avdimi. We learned in yesterday's shir that Rameya held that if you have a pole that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide in your Rishus HaYachid, or you have a pit in the Rishus HaYachid, why the halacha is you can't carry from one to the other. Because Rameya was concerned that we're going to allow you to carry, that way you may come to carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, Rameya also held that you're not allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chotzer, because you may come to carry, by allowing you to carry that way, you may come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So it's all part of a Gzeira. Says the Gemara further, Shmuel Aliv the Rabbanon. Shmuel according to the Chachamim, who says you can't carry on an individual roof when it's bigger than a base of Sayim. So the question is, because it's treated like a karfif, yosef base of Sayim, if all the roofs are connected. So the halacha should be, if this is a karfif yosef base of Sayim, if you'll have a karfif base of Sayim next to your roof, you should be allowed to carry 4 amos, 2 amos on the gag, and 2 amos in the karfif. Amar Rava Bar Avula, the reason you're not allowed to do it, Exer Shemri Pachetz Agag. Maybe the roof area will end up being less than a base of Sayim. And therefore, if it's less than a base of Sayim, then it's not treated like a Karmas. It's treated like Rishus HaYochid. You won't recognize that this area now is no longer to be treated according to the halacha like a Karmas. You'll think that this and that should be treated like Rishus HaYochid. You're going to think it should still be treated like a Karmas. And now, you're not allowed to carry from it to a Karmelis, because you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. Says the Gemara, if that's a consideration, you should never be allowed to carry from one Karfif to another Karfif. You'll have 2 Karfifs that are Yosim Beis HaSayim, Shloihukuf Ladira. So they're both treated like a Karmelis. You should never be allowed to carry 2 amos in one Karmelis and 2 amos in the other Karmelis, because we should be concerned that they may get smaller, and now you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelis? Answers the Gemara. When you're carrying from a Carmelis to the Carmelis, im mifchis mikro milsa. If one of them will be diminished, reduced from its original size, everybody will notice it. Hocha, but when you're carrying from a roof to a karfif, im mifchis, if the roof will get smaller, will get reduced in size, lo mikro milsa. Because the roof, why? So the Rishonim explain. Roofs don't have walls around them. That's the roofs that we're talking about. They don't have walls around them. So it's hard to determine, it's hard to notice if they got smaller or not. The karfifas that we're talking about have walls around them. The only problem is they weren't hokef ladira. So if an area has a wall around it, and then for whatever reason that area gets reduced, so the wall around it will also be moved to the smaller area. So it will now be noticeable that the area that we're talking about is not as large as it was originally. And we will therefore recognize that even though originally it was a Karfif Yosef Beis Hasayim, and the area next to it was also a Karfif Yosef Beis Hasayim, and therefore since they're both Karfif Yosef Beis Hasayim, Shloihukef Ladira, they both have the din of a Carmelis, and therefore you could carry four amos in total, two amos here and two amos there. That's only when it's obvious that nothing changes. But when it's not obvious if something changes, we may end up with a situation where the gag now is Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the Karfif is still a Carmelis. And it won't be noticeable because we don't know, we won't be able to notice so easily that the status, the halachic status of the roof changed. That's why Shmuel says we have to be machmer in such a situation and never allow you to carry from the gag to the karfif.